Welcome to The Pain Puzzle, an educational series to help you understand chronic low back pain and how you can use mind-based therapies to better manage your pain and get back to the life you love. The Pain Puzzle is brought to you by Relio, a science-backed digital program that combines cutting-edge pain science education with the effective power of clinical hypnosis to get to the root cause of your pain. My name is Fiona. I'm a healthcare practitioner who'll be guiding you through this educational series. In this episode, I'll look into exactly how hypnosis works to manage symptoms of chronic pain and what it feels like to be hypnotized. Let's get started. Many people assume clinical hypnosis works through the simple act of relaxation. And while it does this very well through the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system, the therapeutic benefits of hypnosis are far more impactful than relaxation alone. So, what makes clinical hypnosis so effective? At its core, hypnosis taps into the power of the mind to influence physical sensations and perceptions. It involves inducing a deeply relaxed state where you become highly focused and receptive to suggestions. Despite the stigma surrounding hypnosis, this doesn't mean that you will lose control. I'll touch on this more later. Once in this state of deep relaxation and focus, hypnosis acts to reduce pain through three key mechanisms. Number one, altering pain perception. Number two, reducing the sensitivity of the pain system. And number three, influencing emotional and psychological aspects of pain. Let's start by looking at how hypnosis alters pain perception. One of the primary ways hypnosis tackles chronic pain is by altering the perception of the pain itself. During hypnosis, you'll get guided through strategies to help you reinterpret pain signals and change how you perceive and respond to them. This can be achieved through a variety of techniques, including visualization and the use of suggestions. For example, you may be guided through an exercise where you visualize rubbing a numbing ointment into the area where you're experiencing pain. By suggesting feelings of comfort, numbness, or even dissociation from the pain, hypnosis helps diminish the intensity and the unpleasantness of pain sensations. Hypnosis also stimulates the release of endogenous opioids, which are the body's natural pain-relieving chemicals. All of this is a powerful process. As one patient I spoke to said, "The power of the hypnotic state is being able to put the body into feeling what it's like to be pain-free. So the brain learns how it feels to have no pain. This is so important when healing from a chronic state that you've been stuck in for ages. You need to feel what it's like to be out of that, and hypnosis can do that." Let's look at the second way hypnosis works, which is through reducing the sensitivity of the pain system. As we discussed in episode 2 of this series, only 10% of all cases of chronic low back pain are related to structural damage in the back. The remaining 90% of cases are attributed to an oversensitive pain system. To recap on the fire alarm analogy, imagine that there's a fire in your home and the alarm goes off. And we know this is helpful because it's accurately alerting us to a danger that puts our home and ourselves at risk. As the fire is put out and the smoke clears, the alarm should eventually stop. But what if the alarm continues to go off, even when there's no more evidence of a fire? Or the alarm has become so sensitive that a light breeze could trigger it? This is what happens when you live with chronic pain. Your pain system has become so sensitive that any hint of something that could cause pain triggers a pain response. Clinical hypnosis is effective in reducing the sensitivity of the pain system so it no longer interprets non-threatening signals as dangerous, which reduces protective responses like pain and tension. And finally, clinical hypnosis can influence the emotional and psychological aspects of pain. pain perception is not solely determined by physical sensations, but is also influenced by psychological factors, such as emotions, beliefs, and expectations. We covered this a lot more in episode 3 on how pain is made. Hypnosis addresses the emotional and psychological aspects often intertwined with chronic pain. Conditions like depression, anxiety, and stress can exacerbate pain symptoms and create a cycle of tension and discomfort. But hypnosis allows people to access their subconscious mind, where deeply rooted emotions and beliefs often live, and it can be a powerful technique to identify and address these underlying emotional issues contributing to ongoing pain. Through hypnosis, the beliefs that we have about pain can also be changed. This includes beliefs like the pain is dangerous, associated with structural damage, or that certain movements or activities are off-limits due to the pain. Hypnotic suggestions can therefore increase function, and they help you to return to regular activities and things in your life that are meaningful for you, like perhaps exercise, traveling, or getting back to work. Unlike other treatments for chronic pain, like surgery and pain medications, hypnosis also allows you to play a key role in your treatment and learn tools for self-management. During hypnosis sessions, you'll learn relaxation techniques, visualization, and self-hypnosis skills that you can apply independently to alleviate pain flare-ups and manage stress. This helps to create a greater sense of empowerment and confidence in your ability to cope with the pain. So, what does it feel like to be hypnotized? The process of hypnosis involves entering a state of relaxed and heightened focus. This experience varies from person to person, making it difficult to define what's normal. People naturally differ in their level of hypnotic susceptibility, so some people may enter a deep state of hypnosis, which is around 15% of the population, while others remain in a lighter, daydream-like state. The good news is that the depth of hypnosis doesn't necessarily correlate with its effectiveness. People often describe the experience of hypnosis as similar to meditation, where you're relaxed, calm, and focused on the session. Because hypnosis incorporates elements of visualization, others describe it as similar to being absorbed in a vivid dream. Most importantly, this isn't a state where you will succumb to mind control or are at risk of doing anything against your will. You'll remain in control throughout. So, no clucking like a chicken unless you choose to. Studies have also shown hypnosis has a really high satisfaction rate, and the experience is generally one that is enjoyable for most people, regardless of the outcomes of the session. So, overall, by harnessing the power of the mind-body connection, hypnosis can transform perceptions of pain, reduce the sensitivity of the pain system, help you to address emotional and psychological factors associated with the pain, and empower you to take control of your pain management. Are you interested in giving it a go? Well, the Relio program provides a more accessible way for you to try clinical hypnosis for pain management and see the impact for yourself. In the next episode, I'll talk more about what the Relio program is and exactly how it works. See you then.